What's up, bitches? I just recorded a whole fucking podcast without hitting record. A whole podcast. I'm like, bitch, you blew that out of the water. So proud of you, patting myself on the back. And I went to go post it right now and I realized I never fucking hit record. I never hit record. Okay. If you've ever had a podcast, you know how much this hurts. And I wanted to say, fuck it. I'm just not even gonna do a podcast, but I had to do it. I had to do it because I love you, bitches. I love you, and I'm gonna show up even though I'm super fucking pissed. It was so good, and I shared some seriously personal shit. And like, you just can't replicate that. You can't. You can't replicate something that is passionate and fiery and all the things that I usually bring to my podcast. So that is so annoying. That is so annoying. Oh my God. So I'm on time. I'm on time, right? That's what matters. It's 5 a.m. and I want to say, what the fuck? What the fuck? This is how I'm ending my night, recording the podcast, so I don't have to do it early in the morning because I won't get up at 5. Okay. I don't even know what to talk about now. I'm super just like, how do you bounce back from that, right? Like, how do you recover? It was like I just gave the best TED talk ever. And bitch, I want you to know I applied for that shit. I still haven't heard anything back, but I did apply. So today would have been a great talk for TED Talk. And I just blew it. I blew it because I didn't record it. And if you didn't record it, there was no proof. And that's it. So unbelievable. Unbelievable. I don't know, you guys. You bounce back from dumb mistakes. Okay. I just wasted 37 minutes of my life, 37 minutes pouring out my heart and soul. And I want to find something else to talk about. I just can't. I can't. It was a listener request. That's how it started. And then, of course, we went through a lot of Brandon's trauma and, some shit like that. So where do we go from there? I don't know. I don't know. We could talk about how to turn a bad day around, I guess. Like, how do I turn the rest of this day around? I was so excited because I'm tired. I'm exhausted. I was excited about getting into bed, washing my face, like doing all the things. I was very excited about that. And I don't know what has made this day so long. It has just been bizarre. Maybe because I've been on Zoom calls all day and masterminds and just all the things, building out some things. I started a new gig. You guys, I'm super fucking excited. I guess we could talk about that. Okay. I have a lot of people in my space that are in network marketing, that are in MLM. If you don't know what that is, that's bizarre because everybody, I feel like everybody at this point does. And there's a lot of hate out there for network marketing, for MLM. There's a lot of fucking hate. Okay. And some of it absolutely justified. Okay, justified, because I'm going to tell you the truth. There is some shady ass shit in MLM. Abso-fucking-lutely. But I'm going to tell you something else. I fully support it. That's how I stayed home with my babies for 7 fucking years. Okay. 7 years, I did not have to get a job outside of my home because I worked for a company that I love the products. Okay. Now, what happens is that that's where it should start, right? So MLM, network marketing, you take these products, you love these products, you're like, hell yes, I'm going to share these with people. And that's what I did. I genuinely love them, my whole family. I mean, we still use them. I use collagen from this company that I started in. Love it. There's still a lot of products that I love. Absolutely, I share the links. Absolutely, I still get paychecks from more than one MLM company. So by no means am I a hater. I'm very grateful for the space, but some of these bitches have earned this bad reputation that it's gotten. That's it. So it's about being the change that we want to see, right? I don't sell out, okay? There's been opportunities to sell out. Not gonna fucking do it. I'm not gonna lie to you about what I'm doing, what's working, what's not working, okay? I'm not gonna go have a tummy tuck and tell you that my weight loss products are by far superb and superior because look what it's done for me. I'm not cheating the fucking system. And bitch, if I'm gonna share skincare, any picture I've posted of the collagen I use, I don't have fucking makeup on. Okay. And if you watch, I mean, this is the truth of the beauty industry in and of itself. Any commercial you watch where they're doing skincare, those bitches have makeup on. Okay. Nobody has their real skin out. Everybody's fake as fuck, covered up with all kinds of shit. Okay. No. My skin is it. Like, what you see is what you get. What I share, that's real deal. There's no, not to say I would never, but I don't get fillers. I don't get Botox, bitch. I don't get my lashes done. I don't have nails on anymore. Like, I don't do anything. You're just getting Brandon. Do I wear makeup? Absolutely. But I make sure to post the pictures of my real face so you can see that I'm not hiding terrible skin, you know, and little things. Like, I'm proud to support a product that I love because good skin does not run through the genetic part of my family tree. Okay. It's not genetics. Okay. Cause my family does not have great skin. That's just a fact. So it's not genetics that I have this. It's intention, right? It's a great supplement. It's a great vitamin line that I take. It's collagen inside and out. I'm very intentional. I drink my fucking water. I don't stress out. I don't smoke cigarettes. I don't do cracks. I'm not picking my face. It's intentional. So I love the products. The weight loss wasn't working for me. It just didn't work for me. I took something else. I've been taking a lot of other things just to try. People are always like, Brandon, try my company. Brandon, try my company. And like, it's tough because I'm pulled in 100 directions. Like I've met a lot of women in this space. Love them. And I'm like, how can I work with everyone? You know, people are like, join my team, join this, promote this. I've never been the top of any company. Okay. So I'm not coming out here saying I know everything, but I have been a coach to women that have been the top in their industry. And I saw the same struggles. It was the same all across the board. And we'll talk about that in a second, because apparently this is the conversation today. Okay. So it's been hard, but I tried these weight loss products and I'm like, oh shit, this is working for me. I just don't give a shit about food anymore. I don't care. I eat, you know, tuna packs of protein and protein shake. I eat protein, you know, if I'm eating. So it's made it easy to make protein forward my choice, which is how you should be eating. Okay. Like 90 grams of protein minimum. That's my little health pitch for the day. Protein and water. Okay. That's the key components to, you know, your health, and you need to lift heavy. Okay. So I find these products and I'm, you know, I call my upline. I'm like, I found a weight loss product that works. I can't promote True for weight loss anymore. I can't do it. And that was it. I was honest about that. I went ahead and, you know, if people ask me, wow, what are you doing? You know, and people do ask me because it's been very obvious that there have been changes. I tell the truth and I share this product. So, you know, do I think I'm going to get rich at either company? Absolutely not, because I do not actively seek people. I let them come to me. Okay. So I share what I love. I talk about that shit. I will always support and stand by network marketing, but I want to see real ass people in there. Okay. And the business I found is really great because I was like, how can I work with women in the MLM space, but not totally build MLM? Because this is where everybody goes wrong. And literally, okay, this is part of what I see in top leaders. Even my upline. Okay. She is the top of the company in the first company I was in. Incredible at network marketing. Okay. She fucking dominates and she's great at it. And she even told me herself, if I could do this different, I would brand myself and not a company. Absolutely. And I think that's what everybody should do. So, you know, as a coach, that's what I coach women on doing, like branding yourself. You're the magic, baby. You know, I talk a lot of shit about people, you know, what they think of me and that I don't give a shit. And I told my husband the other day, I'm like, I need to do a gratitude video because the truth is I do care. I care because, bitch, I'm telling you guys on my page that I've got something new, and there's no way, even if I tried, that I could respond to all these messages tonight. Y'all are blowing me up. Okay. You're blowing me up. And that's because you trust me. And I love that. Okay. You trust me. You know, I've created a rapport with you and I love that. So I do care what people think. It's like that one bad, terrible experience kind of taints everything. So there's that one person that tries to, you know, tell me that I'm terrible, I'm toxic, I'm ruining the space and blah, 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 go kill yourself, blah, blah, blah. Okay. If you've worked online, you know what I'm talking about. Then it's that shit where I'm like, I don't give a fuck whether you believe in me or not, or you think I'm trash or not. I don't care. Those are the people I'm talking to when I'm like, I don't care what you think. Your opinions don't pay my bills. But I do genuinely care what you guys think. And you see that. You see that because I put the action steps in. I'm posting these journal prompts for you guys. I'm taking your topics. I'm turning them into a conversation with myself. I give a shit. I do. And so I'm like, what can I do? You know, praying with my husband, because I know that going all into a company to network marketing right now is not for me. It's not for me because I see all the bad shit. Okay. And what I've noticed is that, you know, all these women at the top where they get the money, the success, you know, they hurt people on the way. They all hurt people. Okay. And there's guilt there. That's what today's topic was guilt, not with MLM, but just guilt in genuine, in, you know, general. So that's another topic for another day. You guys could tell I'm still hurt about that, right? Like, God damn it. I recorded this great podcast and I didn't record it. Who does that? Who does that? But they all have the same experience where, you know, they've hurt someone and then they get to the top and it's lonely and they're sad and they're not happy because they thought reaching the top of the company, getting that $1 million paycheck, they thought that was going to define their happiness and make a shift in their life. But everywhere you go, there you are. And that's the change that we need to make. Okay. People are like selling this fucking, my first sponsor in this business when I had success, sold me on the dream. Like, oh my God, Brandon, you can make X amount of money in 6 months. And, you know, I was about to have baby number 5, you know, just a lot was going on. I'm like, hell yes. And then, you know, I see the nightmare. I see the nightmare. You start to see that business is politics and there's all this stuff about ground floor, debt free. Bitch, I don't care what company you're with. I guarantee it's never a guarantee. Okay. So there's no such thing as like, my company's here forever. We're the best. Are there some that do last, you know, for an eternity? You know, yes. Amway, I think, is still alive and kicking. Okay. And a lot of people didn't think that was going to last. Shit does, but you cannot count on that. Okay. You can't count on that. So I'm like, all right, you know, just, I've been working really close with God, staying, you know, in his word, trying to just navigate. Like I've try to do this on my own. Okay. I tried to make up my own rules. I tried to think that, you know, there was something broken in me and I would talk to these coaches who would be like, just, you know, open up these energies and all these things and look at the stars and look at your, you know, look at your sign. Let's set you up for this. And let's talk about this. And just, I got lost down a rabbit hole of shit that wasn't my business. Okay. All of this, you know, energy work, and yes, it's all real stuff, but I think, you know, we open portals that are not our business. I was going down a dark path and I couldn't even see it because I'm like, I'm good. My heart's good. My soul's good. I'm good with God, right? No, and I knew it. I knew it the whole time. So it just totally jacked up everything I was doing. And I just like quit. I quit everything. I quit everything. I, you know, phased out all my clients, phased out my classes, and I just didn't know what to do. I've slowly come back to myself, come back to getting the clients, come back to doing everything, right? Like just coming back into the space of feeling confident that I'm not doing this alone. So making my peace with God, knowing like, thank God for, you know, mercy and forgiveness and grace, because I need a lot of that right now. Cause I was that kid, the prodigal son returns. That's me. I went crazy and now I'm back home. I'm home and I just was like dancing around these companies because I'm like, man, if I go all in here, what if this happens? My heart was not in alignment with that. Okay. My heart's not in alignment with that. I have a lot of beautiful, powerful women on my, you know, in my space, in my containers that I'm like, this is their thing. Like they're thriving with the companies, but I see the problem. They're not branding themselves. They're branding a company. And I feel like that's fucking you up every single time because shit happens. And when you have to leave the company, you lose a little bit of trust in people. Okay. You lose a little bit of security. I'm walking proof of that. I've learned a different level of distrust. There isn't a security. Like, there's no place that I could ever call home that wasn't my own. Okay. Because network marketing is not 100% your own. So what did I find? I found this incredible space. If you're open to it, I'm messing with my email still, you guys. I'm struggling with AWeber. There's some kind of new, it took effect February 1st and we can't get my account current right now. So if you've been waiting for a love note, thanks for your patience because once again, we got a roadblock, but that doesn't stop me because I don't quit. Okay. I'm relentless in the pursuit of whatever the fuck I want to do. And so this new venture I'm on to was like perfect alignment. It feels good. I'm plugging into the calls, to the trainings. You know, I know it's going to help a lot of people and it's in my wheelhouse of like, I want to work with everyone in all these different companies. How can I do that without trying to sell 1,000 different products? I can help them become the product, you know, this branding. So if you're in network marketing, and I know some of you guys find me on TikTok, and I'm not sure if my TikTok audience is really in the MLM space. 18,000 followers, and I really don't know because my genre was all over the place. I've recently just been consistent showing up as just me here, not trying to do the trending dance or trending audio, not trying to do the cool thing or whatever. I'm just showing up as me for the past, you know, couple months consistently. So if you're here from there, then, you know, this is me. You're getting the real version of me. Thank you for tuning in. Okay. I do see that the listens grow every week and that's exciting. That means something I'm doing is working. And I think that's great. But if we're talking about a side gig and money and MLM and network marketing, the truth is you need something. You need some kind of residual income, and residual income is like a money flow, right? A money flow in the green. It's money that you're making, not in debt, not from a place of debt, but actually generating a positive cash flow. Okay. Money in your hands, bitch. It's important you have a side gig, especially in this economy. So I don't care what it is, you need to find something. And I fully support. I think network marketing is incredible. Okay. You've just got to find the products. Is there a bad reputation? Absolutely. So you've got to find the people that you connect with. You've got to find the people that you trust, know, respect. I guarantee you know someone on your page right now that you know, like, and trust, someone that you love. I guarantee they use some kind of fucking product from a network marketing company. Okay. They're using some kind of MLM. That's where we get 60% of our shit, okay, is supporting MLM. I fully support it, okay? Fully support it. And the people that I want to work with are the people that I can admire because I see them being the change, not selling out, you know, doing it the right way. And that's sometimes the hard way because, you know, if you look at the truth of our world today, everybody's selling their soul. But you need a side gig. So hook up with these people that you know, like, and trust. Try these products, okay? Find something that you would use every day that could make a difference in your life that you'd be willing to talk about with other people. You know, it's money, cash flow. And yeah, if you're looking to lock arms with me, you need to do that, okay? Because literally the buy-in for my business is as little as $10. $10. Okay. I've got 4 offers starting at $10. $10. And that means 2 people come in with you and your shit's free, you know, right away. You're already making an income. And this is, you know, potential rental property money. You can do whatever you want with this. Because at the end of the day, anything that you do on your own, you have to take responsibility for. So if you're going to come in and just hope and wish and pray that you make a sale and do the things, You're fucked. But if you come in and you treat it like a job and you're intentional, you're going to have great success and you can generate a ridiculous income. You guys, I stayed home with baby number 5 and 6 up until last year. Last year's the first time I've been at work in 8 years, you know? It's real money. It's real money if you do the work, okay? I'm in the I'm in a Zoom call, you guys. I feel like I shouldn't have confessed that again because I just confessed it on the last podcast. It's an hour and a half so far, and I started recording the podcast because the last speaker, you know, there's just someone you just can't listen to. Obviously, that's not me because you've gotten this far on this episode and you're still tuned in. So I'm not that person for you. But all the calls I plugged into today, this one, just like I was falling asleep. So I had to peek across my computer to see if they're still talking, and they are. Holy cow. So I hope I'm not missing a lot of great information because that wouldn't be fun. It wouldn't be fun. But yeah, dude, I've been plugged into some seriously amazing calls today. Back in the network, opening my schedule for one-on-one coaching again, getting some classes set up. So you really need to be in my containers, in my space. Get into my Listen Bitch Facebook group where I post journal prompts. Make sure you're following me on the socials, okay? On TikTok and Facebook, Instagram, I post there just because it cross-posts from Facebook, but I'm never really there. So if that's your platform, cool. I am not really there, okay? Message me on Facebook or brandonlinette.com. You can sign up for emails. I'm somehow trying to convert my email list to a new platform. Who knows when that's going to happen? And now I just don't even remember what I've already said and haven't, because like I said, I just recorded this podcast without technically hitting record. Okay. I'm a little eh. So let's call this good today. Okay. Let's call this good today. Your lesson of the day is get a side gig. Okay. You need some kind of money that's coming in, like cash flow, positive cash flow, not something you have to get a loan on or pay off. Like we started the power washing business, you know, all that money went into paying off equipment in the first year. So starting a business is expensive. You want to find something that you can either A, start for free, or B, that you can start at a low cost and get an ROI immediately. ROI is your return on investment. So I popped $10 into a business and an hour later, I've got positive cash flow. That's how it works. Okay. I would love to teach you. It's something I love doing. I have fun doing. If you're in network marketing, this is still for you. Absolutely. It doesn't fuck up what you're already doing. It's not going to violate any contract you have with your company. It's completely separate and it's going to benefit your business. It's actually going to help you level up who you are, what your reach is. And if you're someone here right now that's like, I'm not into sales, I can't sell stuff. Bitch, we've been selling shit our entire lives. Okay. Sales is a part of life, whether you're going to admit that you do it or not. It's that simple. And sales is easy. We overthink it. Look how much you get sold. Okay. Look how much you get sold. That's all they do. What they do to you, you make it sound good. Knowing it's something you're already looking for, it's a super easy choice. Okay. So these people are looking for you. They're looking for a product or a solution. They're looking for answers. And most everyone is looking for extra money. Everyone needs a little extra money in their pockets. Okay. That's a great place to start. But that's it. Reach out to me if you want to get serious about this. And don't forget Shroomies. Next Monday is the next shipment. And they come from a county that is decriminalized. So you are safe. I promise the FDA is not going to, the DEA, I don't know. Those guys in uniform are not going to show up at your door for getting shroomies. Okay. So take a deep breath. You're safe. You're safe. You're safe. That's it, bitch. I'm going to do my best to be on time tomorrow. And I'm sorry today was kind of, it wasn't planned. I poured my heart out and then I had nothing left to give. Okay. I gave my all and no one was there to see it. And so now I'm butthurt and we're just going to leave this podcast like this. Okay. Thanks you guys for being so great to me and I will see you tomorrow.